For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Now, we have been looking at transformation in the month of August. Hallelujah. And then we'll still continue with a topic that has to do with transformation. And then we'll be looking at intentional change this evening. This midweek survey, we are looking at intentional change. Intentional change. Hallelujah. Praise God. Change is a process of becoming different. Change is the process of becoming different for good. Something about you is becoming different for good. Hallelujah. That is what it means to change. It means something has changed to become different. It can be good to bad, or bad to worse, or good to better. Hallelujah. But there is a change of face. And then it has to be deliberate movement. Hallelujah. Conscious transitions into what you want. I've had Bishop Oyedepo say a long time ago, he said that if you do nothing, you will fall. But for you to rise, you must do something. Hallelujah. To move toward the positive, it must be intentional. But when you stay natural, normally you move toward the negative. So when we are saying intentional change, we are talking about intentional change into what we want to be and what we are supposed to be for good in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, there are seven things, my message will be short this evening. There are seven things I would like to say before I give us keys to intentional change. The first is that everything in life is expected to be transient. That is, it is supposed to be improved upon. Everything you have today, anywhere you are today, anything God has given you, any state you are, there is no perfect state you get to on earth. The best of the best is still undergoing transition. Hallelujah. But we know that we can have a better version of that Adeboye. Is it true? That is in him. By this time next day, if he works on himself, he'll be better. There's never a state where you get to on land, on earth, that you say you have reached the peak. You can still improve. Are we together? No matter the level of our success, no matter the level of testimonies we have, we can still do more. And then if you are at your worst, it is supposed to increase. Hallelujah. In Job chapter 8 verse 7, the Bible says, though thy beginning might be small, or though your beginning is small, your latter end should what? Should greatly. Job chapter 8 verse 7. Hallelujah. Job chapter 8 verse 7, Genesis 26 from verse 3 to 13, and Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10. Let's look at these three scriptures. Telling us that whatsoever is happening now, it can be better, it can be improved, you can change. Job chapter 8 verse 7 says, though thy beginning was small. You see, everything great starts small. Even though, like I always say, small is relative. But our beginning will always be small. Hallelujah. But God expects our latter end to increase greatly. We may start the year little, but at the end of the year, it should be better. Hallelujah. We may start anything in the minutest form of it or in the least form of it, but at the end it should increase. And I declare to somebody here starting something small, or you are in a little phase of your life, that in the name of Jesus the end be glorious. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. You may start at a little level, but it will not end there. It will grow. Genesis 26 verse 12 to 13, the Bible says, then Isaac sowed in that land. In this land of Lokoja, you are sowing. In whatsoever you are doing, you are sowing. The Bible says, and he received in the same year, what? An hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. First, that is my emphasis. I want us to read together. One, two, three, go. Are we there? And the man, what? What great. And went forward. What? And what? And grew. Until he became very great. Now this scripture is very, very interesting. See that I heard from God's servant, he said that God does not throw people up, God lifts them up. Are you hearing me, guys? God does not what? Throw people up, he lifts them up. The Bible says he grew, that is little by little, little by little, little by little. Just imagine picking this pulpit and putting it on the head of a small child. 2 years old or 1 year old. That is wahala. That is neck collar. Straight. But you can put it on my head, I will not feel anything. Why? Because I've grown and I can handle it. Hallelujah. And yesterday I was reviewing something. The first time I went to RCCG camp. And I walked from the pulpit to the back. That is the old auditorium. It took me 30 minutes. I thanked myself. I said, let me see how many minutes it takes me to walk from the front to the back. From old auditorium, it was 30 minutes. So when I was walking, so the Holy Spirit asked me, if you are the pastor of this church, Jonathan, will you still be humble? My answer was a straight no. Like straight no. You will not be humble, my brother. I saw Holy Ghost Congress, the whole auditorium packed. All the new one packed. You see people, I was like, what am I? What is my eye seeing? It takes a level of weight to carry this level of impact. You will not know you are proud until you take first position. You understand? When if they play the video of how you collect the reporter from the principal and you're turning back, you see you have shoulder pads. You will not know that success can change you. That is why God intentionally make us start life small. And then when we grow, there is a way life can humble you. That even if you are proud before, life will teach you humility. You will calm down. Most of the time when we started life, these stories are coming fresh in my head because I just read it in my book. I wrote it in my book that is coming out on Sunday. And I just read it. I was reading them through yesterday. And I just remember all these stories. There are a lot of things that ministry has made me humble about. My life became practically humble. So there's a level that God will lift you up. That's why you must start small. When you have nothing, you understand what it means to be broke. You understand what it means to be nothing. But your end will be great. So you must move. You must be able to grow the faces and grow the chain. Hallelujah. And then Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10. The last one. Every life is expected to grow. We are not supposed to be here by this time next year. Are we together, guys? This is not where we were last year. And then we saw that there was an adjective there. The Bible says greatly increase. There is additional increase. There is a multiplication. So we can add and we can multiply. It is all our choice. Hallelujah. Bible says, for who have despised the day of what? Small things. For they shall rejoice and shall see deployment in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole earth. Many people, human beings naturally have a way to despise small things. Not many people can associate with something great, with something little. Until you grow up, I have from God's servant of the point, and he said there are many people when you start church that will help you push the boat to the water. And there are people that will only join you when the boat is on the water. You understand? There are people that will not be there with you to push you. The boat is outside now. There are people that will help you to push it into the water and then they start moving. There are people that will only join you when the boat starts moving. Because not many people can associate with small things. But then you that you are going through life, appreciate when life is little and then learn the process of growth. Hallelujah. Number two, I want us to know this, that everything in life is built and constructed by a system that is unique to that case. Everything is built, it is constructed by a system that is unique. You don't build two things the same way. Hallelujah. The way you build a plane, it's not the same material you used to build a bike. Some bike have been made out of steel and iron. Hallelujah. Different things are made from different materials. We cannot use rubber to build a house. We have to use stones, rocks, and cement. Right? Because we are building a house. So what you are building will determine the kind of materials you use. The kind of change you want to become into. Hallelujah. There are four stages in butterfly. Is this true? Egg, larva, pupa, and adult, right? Yes. So what you are becoming will determine the new materials you will have. So look at your life. What do you want to become? Hallelujah. Quickly, we'll get some here. Number three. Don't forget, I said that life is expected to grow. We are supposed to be better. Number two, I said life, everything is built. Number three is that synergy with God is the key for every Christian to achieve their desired change. synergy, that is partnering with God, synergy, that is you and God coming together, is a key for every Christian to achieve their desired result. Hallelujah. Until we partner with God, there are things that God will never do. Not that He cannot do. Hallelujah. There are things that God will never do. Not that He cannot do. Until we wake up and partner with God to see the changes that we need in our life. Hallelujah. If I want to escape being broke, or I want my financial life to change, I have to do something with God. Are we together? If I want my mindset to change, I have to read the books. I have to listen to the message. I have to attend the seminar. There are things that I have to do. For us to become anything we want to become, or to see any change in our life, if you have a character problem, you have a challenge in any area, for you to see a change, there is a part that God will play, and there is a part that you will play. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, come, let's reason what? Together. Not only God will do the reasoning, you have a part to play, a role to play. In Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30, God is saying that I sought for a man. I am looking for a man that will stand in the gap. God is looking for somebody that will partner with Him. Hallelujah. I learned early not to pray this prayer. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? I learned that you should, what is the prayer point? Prayer what? We are the Elijahs of God. But it was the same God. It was just Elijah that was mad enough to say, God, do something. So the problem is not where is the God of Elijah, or where is the God of the Adeboye, where is the God of this? It's where is the Adeboye, where is the Adeboye of God? So we have a responsibility. And one of the greatest things that God has helped me, maybe was because I started reading books earlier. And then I was listening to men of God that taught principles. People like Joshua Selman, people like Bishop Oyedepo, people like Dr. Paul Enenche. These are the three men of God I started listening to. And then these are people that teach principles very, very well. And then they say that there are things that you have to wake up to do. That was when I learned to take responsibility for my life. There are things that your pastor will never pray you out. You have to pray yourself. All together, the Bible says, Isaac what? Redug the well. Remember that scripture? His father has already dug the well. Abraham dug the well, but the Philistines filled it. But the fact that Isaac redigging a well is easier than digging a fresh well. But he still had the work to do. So no matter what this, we have to partner with God to become like a church. Now, if we really want to grow, we will not be here praying every time. We have to go out. The Bible says he went out. Jesus Christ himself went out. Paul, Apostle Paul went out. You have to go and meet the sinners. You have to go and bring them. Banks no longer wait for customers to come and open bank account. They employ people and pay them to make people come and bring open account. Is that not true? Yes. Why? Because if you want to grow, you must take responsibility. If you want your mindset to change and become successful, there are people you must listen to. There are certain men of God I listen to purposely so that my mindset can be changing. I have to take the discipline to listen to them 4 hours, 12 hours. Like I said, I don't listen to one message once. If I'm playing a message for the first time, I don't listen to it once. I must listen to it at least twice, the first listening. Because you don't get the message once. Never. As a matter of fact, even the seventh one, Bishop Doug said, until you listen to a message 9 times, you have not gotten it. He said, until you read a book 9 times, so that when you are flipping, you know the next word. I have from Yonggi Cho, he said that when you are telling your members, if you are preaching one topic, until the day the member begin to say that we are tired of this topic, that is when they begin to understand. Not that they understand. They are beginning to understand. Yes. So there are things we must do intentionally. Back to back. Pray back to back. Fast back to back. Study back to back. We must partner with God. If you want our financial life to change, there are things we must do. I'm telling you. That was when I learned how to make my brain work to generate money. Because I discovered that I fasted and I want to grow, to break my fast. And the Holy Spirit was there. And there was nothing to break. And I came back from preaching, there was nothing to break. And I was preaching and the Lord moved in the service. That means He was with me. Yeah. That means He was with me in the service. But as you are going back home, you are going to meet that empty pot. I learned that you must have force. I began to read T.D. Jakes. I began to read Conquering the Enemy of Poverty, Defeating the Demon of Poverty by the Divine Angel. When I read that book, I was angry that the book finished. It was looking too short because the revelation I was getting, I wanted to escape poverty. That was when I was opening my Bible. I was saying, I remember one day, I was in my former apartment. When I came out one time, I was broke, really broke. Then I came back and said, Lord, help me. That was when I opened, I saw 2 Corinthians 8:9 and 2 Corinthians 9:8. See, because I bought those revelations in a desperate search, I can never forget it. So there are things we must do intentionally. I'm telling you guys, if we want to change. Intentionally to see the change we want, to see the transformation we want in our life, we must do. We must take some drastic moves. That was when I said, I must read at least 50 books in a year. At least. I must listen to so many. I began to, because you must take some drastic moves to be able to see the results you want to do. Are we together, guys? Number four. Anything that causes pain, tears, difficulty, especially without joy and peace, is not from God. Sometimes God can allow you to be broke. Allow you, not that He causes you to be broke. Are we together? But when you are broke, there will be this joy that is from God. How many of you have experienced before? You don't understand it. Ah! You are really broke, but you have joy. Have experienced it. But when you are broke and then there is no peace, no joy. I understood that God was telling me, taking me through a process. I was learning a lot of things. I didn't learn what it means to trust God. I was NCCA president. I was prayer coordinator FCL. I was preaching faith. I was preaching how to trust God. I was guaranteeing you preach that people are blessed. I thought I understood. I was just stupid. Until when life started, then I knew that I didn't trust God at all. But when I went through this process, I learned it. I learned it. So there are certain conditions in our life. I want to tell you straight, it's not from God. It's not what? From God. I'm telling you. If we ever see an empty seat here, it's not from God. At all. If we see that certain things are not happening in our life, the fault is never God. The problem is us. If we do what we should do, we will see what we should see. Or if we do what we are supposed to do, we will see what we are supposed to see. That is the truth of life. Anything painful in our life is not from God, though. When we do what we are supposed to do, we will see what we are supposed to see. I remember hearing this thing clearly from Dr. Paul Letcher, and I said, these things, I will do them. It's just that all I need to do is to know what to do. Because if you do what you should do, you will see what you will want. You should see. Yes. So anything that is painful in our life is not from God at all. So we must try to change it. Any bad mindset is not from God. Any negative experience. Don't say God is dealing you with witches and then they are pressing you in the night. It's not from God. Are we together? Yes. If anything in your life is not growing, we saw that it must grow. That means it is never from God. We are supposed to be better. The Bible says the path of the just is like a shining light. It shines what? Brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. When you hear me this time next year, I should be better. In my preaching, in dispensing the anointing, everything about my life should have changed. If I am like this by this time next year, it's not God's fault. It's my fault. Hallelujah. Number five, change is always conscious. Change is always conscious or unconscious. If you are not doing anything, you are still changing, but you are changing backwards. Hallelujah. Yes. Positive change is always conscious and intentional. Always. Always. You don't move forward with, you don't climb up by mistake. Have you ever seen somebody climbing ladder by mistake? No, somebody, have you ever asked somebody climb ladder by mistake? But we have had people falling down from ladder by mistake. Is that not true? Yes. We don't hear that somebody climbed up by mistake or somebody became successful by mistake. It's only in Nigeria. The guy is a politician. How did he become wealthy? Now God. It's only in Nigeria. Because they stole money. But to climb up
It must be intentional. And it will always be forceful. We cannot just write by mistake, coincidentally. If you see somebody at the top, he knew what he did, or he can tell you, this is what I did that brought me here. For us to be positively inclined upward, we must be intentional. Are we together? For you, for our mind to be very acute and sharp. If we have right information, we are actually doing the right character, we must be good. We must be intentional. Hallelujah. And the negative one, just by doing nothing, it can easily happen. You can easily fall by doing nothing. Just wake up and sleep and do nothing from morning to night. You know that your destiny will, you know that you become poor. But if you ever want to rise, you must do something. How many of us can remember the Newton's third law of motion? What is Newton's third law of motion? Is it first law or third law? First law. A body will continue at the state of rest until what? An external force is. Okay, see, a body will continue at rest or continue moving, right? Until an external force or constraint is applied to stop it. This phone will remain here until a force is applied. Your life will be where it is. There. Until you apply force. Are we together, guys? Our life will be at, I'm telling you, anything about our life will be where it is until we apply what? Intentional force. And say, I am moving forward. You know this song by, I'm not going back, I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you my past is over. Another song. Okay. We must apply force to move. Ah! The violent taken it by what? By what? I never remember a conference when I preached that advancing the kingdom by force. Yes. If anything will ever happen in our life, I'm telling you, we must be forceful. Really forceful. Because if our life will remain, your account balance will remain like that. Until you do something forceful, your character problem or the devil will oppress you, this church will remain like this until we say we are changing. Until we say we will pray until God move. We will evangelize until they see that say, I'm tired, I'm coming. Okay, I'm coming. Like, by the way we have been invited, then they will come. They are not coming, I'll come again. Like, by force. Hallelujah. I don't know if you became Christian because somebody was serious or disturbing you. You just say, let me come, come. I mean, later again, they are going to say like that. It's too much. Okay, you like that, but that was the same way Yongicho got saved. No Yongicho. The great Yongicho. Said that the woman, he was on his deathbed. He was sick, suffering from lung cancer. And then the woman came and was preaching to him. You have read the story right here. Preaching to him, say, get saved. He said, no. Say, one day he was sleeping. He said, at least now, pity this woman. She had been coming plenty. I think he said, because of her, he decided to become a Christian. I'm telling you, look at what has come out of his life now. So until we apply force and say, no longer shall we continue this way, our life will never change. Receive the grace to be forceful. Refuse gentility. Hallelujah. Be de-domesticated. You know what it means to be de-domesticated? That means you remove domestic characters in you. Be violent. Hallelujah. I read from Smith Wigglesworth one day, he said a woman was going to the plane to catch a train. And then she had, you know Britain, they have laws that protect dogs, but they have laws that fight human beings. Like, it is in Britain that human, you have, if you touch a dog, you can be sued. But you can slap a black man, what will happen to you? So the woman was, they have pet dogs. He had pet dogs in billions. So he was going with their plane, pet dog. Go back home, the dog was not going. Go back home, the dog was not going. Go back home, the dog was not going. So it was already time to move, and the dog was, go back home! The guy, his tail went in between his legs, ran back home. And Smilukuso said, that's the way you talk to the devil. That's the way you talk to him. Cast out demons is not a gentle word. Cast out is like kick out. That is ancient King James English. Cast out is kick out demons. Hallelujah. Yes. Kick out. We must be forceful. I'm telling you. And then I know you will be in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I am tired of something. I have met of people that I was a guy I met who was addicted. How do you know Shawn Michaels? You know Shawn Michaels, the wrestler. Have you ever heard his stories before? How he got saved? Probably he's the pastor now. He's the pastor now. Yes. See, I read. I watched him sharing his testimony. He said that he was into drugs. His family was being destroyed. Everything. He said one day he woke up. He said, I am tired of this. Today I'm stopping. Then the preacher said, so what happened? He said, that was the last time he took drugs. See, he was tired like he don't do. So sometimes we cannot be tired of a face in our life and say, it's over. It's what? Over. And this, I listened to T.D. Jakes. He said he was traveling with his wife one time under of his car. It was something like that. It was part. If they enter water, water will enter the car from under. You understand? Oh, that's what I'm about to talk. Since there was no electricity in their house. You know, in America, I hope you know, if you don't have electricity, they can come and take your children away from you. Yes, there are laws like that. If you cannot pay your bills for like 3 months, something like that, they can come and take your kids away from you. That means you cannot take care of them. So that's social service to come and take them. If you don't have water. But we are here. If we see light for 7 hours here, we are surprised here. we are first lady. And then there was light around five. So like, oh, all is well. Like, it is well. So he said that one day he was traveling with his wife, and then was in that kind of car. They said, from today, my life is changing. So he told his sister, wife, something like that. He said, that was from that day, the life began to change. We must be forceful about our life. If we wait, nothing will happen. I'm telling you. We can be here, or we can be here dragging out. God is also watching you. The day you wake up, God will be waiting for you. Any area of our life. Hallelujah. No. I'm giving us keys now for intentional change, and then we are closing. The first key is that you must identify your current situation. Identify your current status in details. I don't know if you remember the first question that God asked Adam. Adam, what? Where are what? Do you remember that question? Adam, what? Where are you? You must identify now. How much do I have cash? What are the connections I have? What is the state of my mind? How do I think? How you see, the truth is that you cannot know what you want if you don't know where you are. Sometimes we can ask for things that we already have. But you must know what you have and what you don't have. There are many graces I know I don't have. There are graces I know I have already. Are we together? Example, I cannot look at you now and tell you the color of your singlet. I can tell you how much in your bank account. I don't have that grace. I don't. Once in a while, I get little words of wisdom, no little words of wisdom like that. But just once in a while. But there are people that is their grace. Now I don't have it. But I have a grace to understand mysteries. I can understand things so deeply that I don't even know why, how I'm understanding. I can understand a lot of things easily. I have great understanding. There are other graces. There are many graces I don't have. You must know what you don't have. You must know the money you don't have. If you are not a millionaire, yes, you are not a millionaire. You must know that. You must know that you don't have 1,000 naira, 100,000 in your account. You must know that your mind, if they ask you how many continents in the world, you may mention 12. That means you don't know a lot of things. Is that not true? So know what you don't know. You must know what you don't have. Because if you don't know your situation, you don't know what is the problem. One of the worst things you can do, just try it. Try to help somebody that's not willing to be helped. Have anybody tried helping somebody that is not willing to be helped before? How did you feel? You will regret ever helping him. Meanwhile, the person needs help, desperately in need of help. I heard from Pastor David Will. He said one time he wanted to pray for a blind person. The person said, don't pray for me, I don't want to see. Then he was sure. That was when he knew that there is not every blind person that wants to see. Hope you know it's true. Yes. See that he made another one again. The man said he doesn't want to see. He said, why? Because there's another blind man that's a millionaire. I want to become like him. Yes. Everybody that is sick, that he had the boy, he said, one day he went to pray for a woman that was sick on the bed, almost dying. So he said, Lord, she said, no, don't pray for me to be well. He said, why? Say her husband, because she was sick, after work, he'll go to his friend and drink alcohol, and then you'll not be at home. But now that she's sick, after work, he comes straight to the hospital, and he returned to the hospital. So I don't want to be well. I want him to be around. True life story. I had him share it. So that you may be thinking she wants to be well. But she doesn't want to be well. It's not every cripple that want to walk. They enjoy collecting money. As a life will shock you. You would think it's everybody coming to church that want to hear the word of God. Some don't are not interested in being changed. There are sinners that don't want to repent at all. Remember the guy we met this day, we went to preach him in the local church. Hear what this guy was saying? This guy is not, his life is backward, like, it takes 2 centuries to help him. I was saying he complained arrogantly. Not everybody that wants to be saved. So know where you are, and then know, if I want to help somebody, ensure that the person wants to be helped. If you don't want to be helped, leave them. If you don't take my preaching serious, don't worry. Experience will teach you. One day you will ever regret. It will become even worse. I have from Pastor Femi Lazarus. He went home one time. He saw one guy. Very intelligent. He cannot go to school. He cannot go to school. The mother had him and then dropped him at home or something like that. So he said, okay, come over to where I am. Okay, I will pay your fees. I will take care of you to the institution. But if you remain here, you get bad because your mother brings boys out to the house every time. The environment was full. So come over to Ibadan and stay with me. After he left, his mother called him and said, don't come again because they have spoken to their mother that you want to use him for a ritual. Yes. So he did not take the boy again. 3 months later, the boy was missing. Boy was missing. So don't help somebody that's not willing to be helped. That was Jesus Christ. What do you want? Because they're blind. You see, Jesus Christ is a blind man. What do you want? But they are blind and I don't want to see the one money. It's true. Yeah. So I defy where you are. Me, I know where I am. I know what I don't have. Give me a paper now. I will write it. So you must know what you don't have. I know the blessings I don't have. I know what I want. And I know what I'm trusting God for. Number two, acquire the relevant knowledge and relationship you need for your desired level. If you want to be able to think like a professor, you must get the knowledge of a professor. True or false? If you want to be able to think like me, you must know what I know. Because if you know what I know, you will think like me. This is where I am. This is the way I'm thinking. This is the way I want to think. That means from here, I need to get the knowledge that I need for that phase. Come on, are we together? If I want to become a doctor, I need to go and enroll for courses and become a doctor. There is a relevant knowledge for every phase of life. If you want to have 1 billion naira, you know there's a level of knowledge required. You need an accountant already. Is that not true? You must learn how to balance the money. There are certain things you need to know at that level of money. There's a level of success you need to have, or you need to know something before you arrive there. You know, you just go down. So acquire the relevant knowledge, study. Study. If you want to marry, study on marriage. Because that is where you want to be. Is that not true? Study about marriage. What you are seeing in movies is not marriage. Cozy life. Cozy, that is no, right? That is, it's not marriage at all. No, it's just young boyfriends, girlfriends. Read people that don't read the book of a single that is not married, they wrote their book. Because, and then they will say it's apostle Paul was not married and he wrote about marriage. No. Look for somebody that is married, has written a book. They talk differently. They what? Talk differently. Know where you want to go and read books. Not you married, I'm waiting for a husband. How many books have you read about marriage? No. That is not a serious person. That is the truth. Because a married woman will tell you how to get married. A married man will tell you how to get married as a man. You think if Pastor Mew comes to me for counsel about marriage, I'll not be telling him the way, I'll not be telling him the same thing Pastor Benesa will be telling him. Pastor Mew said, call her now, half her. What did she say? Pastor Mew, the one who tells Pastor Mew is different. Don't even call her, just say that crazy alert. It will soft call. It will work. Cancel the calls you have not called. You cancel the call. He will be saying, call her because he believes that is love. Okay. Yeah, I would say, call. Say that crazy Allah. Don't even call. You will forget it, not call. Okay, not call. So get the knowledge you need. Hallelujah. I want to become a doctor, Paul, and say, I have to get what to know what he knows. I have to know what he knows. There are certain things he knows about the supernatural that I don't know. I don't know it. to be able to be at his level of success, there are things he knows. That is why anytime he mentions a book, I write it down. I want to know. I have never been in a meeting with him and he mentioned a book that I've not read. That I have not read today. Once I hear him say it, heaven and hell, I must find that book. Read it. Because I want to know what he knows. Because if I know, he should say, if you know what I know, you will see what I see. Anybody you see, there is something they know. Like, the level of success we have, or the level we are in the ministry, is because of the level of knowledge we have. If we have a higher level of knowledge, we'll be higher than this. Far. So acquire the knowledge. Knowledge is the basis for transformation. Because the day you know, let's just think about it. LOL. If you just imagine they just did a DNA test and they just tell you now your actual father is that the year the boy. Like there is something that actually something that is your actual father. That knowledge alone, you will leave this service and they will greet me. You will drop your phone anywhere, it doesn't matter. But you know your life has eternally changed. Knowledge delivers. It's the basis of any true deliverance is knowledge. If you don't know it, you will come back again. Okay, how many of you, those of us that are ministers, especially how many of us are here ministers, how many of you have ever walked in a particular grace and after a while you're not walking in the grace again before? Has that happened to you before? Happened to you, right? Sometimes you can stumble to a revelation, then you begin to do something, and then after a while, but the reason why it's no longer working is because when you understand what makes a dimension happen, you can reproduce it anytime. That's what we call mastery and competence. But there are things that can happen by mistake. But by the time you know how to make it happen, anytime you can make it happen. That's what the Bible says, the Lord has sent me to what? Preach deliverance. Because you're not really delivered until you know. What you don't know, you remain a slave to them. But without them. So get the relevant knowledge. Be studious. Once you know it, you'll not be free. There are things that you know that you'll not be contented with the operation again. Just knowing that this is where I should be, you'll not be comfortable with your level. Just the knowledge alone will make you to wake up. When I think about my age, because I want to make money on time. I want to enjoy my money on time. I don't want to be sitting down and mess this and I cannot bear my back very well. No. Understand me now? So it makes me to walk, to wake up. Need me to wake up. Hallelujah. So I acquire the river. Say, I will study. I will study the word. I will know the principles of God. I will read books. I will listen to messages. See, if you cannot read books and listen to messages, most times you can get a lot in a message. Like what I'm saying now, I've given you a lot of examples already. I've mentioned Young Joshua, I've mentioned TDG, I've mentioned you, Paul Enetcha, I've mentioned Bishop Edeba, I've mentioned that they are Deboye. How many people have I mentioned? A lot of people. You see, but what I just said in 1 minute, it may have taken me a whole book to get it. A statement I just mentioned now, I was listening to a whole message that he made that statement. But you see, I just brought it out. You have a full information. So when you listen to messages, you get a lot. Because a preacher can say a lot of things spontaneously in 30 minutes and it will be 30 years of his life. So listen to messages again and again. Once you have an earpiece, listen. Again and again, you get a lot. Apart from the fact that you get imparted, how many of you have listened to a particular man of God for like 3 months? And then begin to speak in tongues like him. Has that happened to you?
Yes.
Wisdom was leading prayer on Sunday here. He was not behaving like Arome. Even the way he was holding his hand and even turning his mouth, I say, oh boy. I say, we have yet to so you noticed it too, right?
Yes.
I didn't need to ask him that when I knew he was listening to Arome. It's like that. I didn't need to ask him. Just watching him do that, I knew he was listening to Arome. There's a way somebody will behave here, I know that this person listens to Selma. Right? Because once you listen to somebody consistently, you don't only get what they teach, their spirit enters you. If you listen to my message, up to 30 messages, my spirit naturally will come upon you, like that. So listen to messages. Are we together? It will change you. Change your whole world. Any man of God you like, listen to their message. Get it. 7 of them, 30 of them, at least 50 to 100, their spirit will enter you. Especially that's the man of God you honor. All together?
Yes.
Listen to them. You get a lot. Hallelujah.
Number three, number one I said is what? Identify your current situation. Number three is what? Two is acquire the relevant knowledge, right? Number three, know in clear terms what you want and desire. The Bible says, write the vision and make it what? Write the vision and what? Come on.
If I ask you now, where do you want to be by the end of 20? Okay, should I come again, JJ?
Okay. I say, know in clear terms and stamp in your heart the desires you want. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. And then Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
We remember leaders meeting last year. We were writing things that, where do we want to be? We want a new venue. We want what? We
wrote a lot of things that we wanted by the end of this year.
You must know we wanted swap. Hallelujah. Ah! And when we wrote those things, what was inside our town was less than 30,000 there. Less than. When we finished this year, even the conference was, we had to get the money to do the first year conference we did this year. But that was what we wanted. And we wrote it down till we have the paper typed. So if I ask you now, what do you want? Some people, there are people that you ask, they give you 10 million. So what do you want? How will you do 10 million naira? Let me give you answer in 2 days. And people that they will not, if you give them 10 million now, they don't know what to do with it. But because they don't even know what they want. Is it a joke? It's true. A lot of guys can't even know what they want. So what kind of husband do you want? Me, I don't want any man. What kind of wife do you want? I don't want a God-fearing sister. Because every brother will say a God-fearing sister. Every sister will say a God-fearing. That's why I say, I don't believe this in common. I say, what kind of husband, what kind of wife do you want? I want a God-fearing sister. Please be serious. Be what? I'm not be joking. But I know every church brother will say that kind of thing. But what do you really want? What type of lady do you want? A church girl is a choir singer. A church one is a pastor material. A church one that doesn't like church. Or one that doesn't like this. There must be something you like. You must know what you want. Because if you don't know what you want, everything looks like it. You must know exactly. Me, I wanted a wife that was like, that liked church. Not every good, but a lot of Jesus that like God. But I want the one that what? Like church. I'm going to church because I will die in church. That's me. That's like, my life will be till dead in church. Imagine my wife doesn't like church. She likes God, but she doesn't like church. It's not a bad thing. So you must know what you want. How much do you want? How much do you want in your account? I remember the figure I wrote, how much I want in this year. I'll not tell you, but I know I wrote it. Hallelujah. So know how much you want and how much you want to become. There are people that want to become millionaires by the end of this year. But know it, write it. See, develop a habit then of getting a book, getting books and labeling them. I have a book, I label prophecies and encounters. Have the books, I write my visions. Learn to do them. Sometimes it will help you to appreciate what God has done. Myself and my first lady, we wrote the things we want. In fact, we wrote them in accordance. We must do this one before this one, before this one, before this one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. When we have money, we know what we are going for. We don't need to think. It's on the list. And we face it. We know exactly what we want. So you must know exactly where you want to be. I know exactly the kind of ministry I want. Exactly. In my mind, I know it. So you must know what you want. Are we together? Know the level of success you want. And then finally, plot your graph of change by taking responsibilities and duties. You know how to build the plot graph, XYZ graph. You find the coordinate and then you draw a line. This is where I am going to. Then from here to there, you plot your graph. How do I write? The Bible says in Luke chapter 14, verse 28. Who is it that wants to build the house that will not sit down and what? Come on. I'll not sit down and what? Count the cost. Imagine I want to work in the healing anointing and the miraculous. And then I'm the one always on YouTube. Always on Facebook. Now think about that. And I want to work in the healing anointing and I'm the one always on Facebook. It won't work. It will not work. I want to be a millionaire. I'm the one always living and watching movies. Tarzan. It will not work like that. So where you are going to plot your graph. I am here now, but that is where I'm going to. So what will I do to rise to that level? Intentionally calculate. Don't make life look by mistake. Like this, we know where we want to go to win. We have discussed, okay, this is what we have. Do you remember when we discussed last year? We said that this is number one, then number two, this is number three. Do you remember, right? Yes. We discussed this is what we want first. Before this, before this, before this, before this. You must walk intentionally, not like a black man chasing a black cat in a black room. You must know what you are doing. This is where I'm going to. There are things you bring to me now, I know I will not say yes, because I know it's not my direction. Like, it's not just part of the plan.
Hallelujah.
You cannot come and say, you're inviting me, certain people. I say, I'm not going. It's not in my question now. So plot your graph. The Bible says line upon line and what? And what? Precept upon, that is Isaiah chapter 28 verse 10. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. Gradually. And then we rise gradually. Sincerely, there are things I don't even want to have. Like, there are things I would not like to have now. I like to rise gradually. It may be fast, but let it be gradual. You know the way they build a house, there's a level you build, and then you have to allow it to spend some days before you build. Altogether, if you build the whole building, it can come down. In Nigeria anyway, it can come down. But there are countries that build 18 stories building overnight, 24 hours, China. I read about it. In 24 hours, build China. The cement that Japan used in 2 years, we are more than the cement US used in a century. But they did a lot of developmental projects. So you must plot our graph. So look at where you want to be and then plot your graph. How many of you have seen what you want to be at all? And are you thinking about it? Plot your graph. Did you want to be a first class student like JJ and I want to be a first class student? That means you will sit down and then look at your current GPA. How many SGPA do I need to get a 4.5 by 500 levels per semester? Then how to plot the graph? I am at 4.0 now. So how much do I need to hit a 4.5 by second semester, 500 level? That's why I'm glad. It will tell you every semester GPA you need. That's the way to plot your graph. Abi?
Yes.
If we want to have 5,000 members, how many members should we have by the end of this year? There will never be a miracle that will happen that once on the 5,000 members will come. We have to grow. We have to grow to 200 members, 300 members, 400 members, 1,000, 1,500, 2,500. To wake up, see, there are what we call unrealistic expectations. If I wake up now and say, Lord, by Sunday, 10,000 members, I'm wasting my time. At least I know better than that, that it will not work like that. It will not happen. Imagine praying, Lord, I need $100 billion. How? Like, how? It will not happen, no? If Jesus Christ, God, Jesus Christ, did for 9 months, the womb. Why didn't God fast forward it? Well, I say, Jesus Christ, you stay for 7 months, 4 months, or 2 months. No, even if you do it, sure you know that as Christians we will not complain. Because even if conception was supernatural, we even add it to our religious preaching. And he even stayed in the womb for 2 months. But God allowed him to stay be there for what? 9 months. Because there's a process. There's a process. When God came to Abraham and Sarah, he said, according to the time of life, you will not have an extra baby. No, you have to grow. But God does not throw people off, you have to grow. Hallelujah. Finally, maintain spirituality. Bible says promotion does not come from the east or from the south, but from what? God is the lifter of men. Consistently pray and trust God. One day of favor can change your life forever. One what? Day of favor. Maintain a fireful prayer altar. Be spiritual. The Bible says, I return, in Ecclesiastes 9 by 11, I return and I see that what? The race is not what? The rest is not to the what? Nor the battle to the what? Nor bread for what? Men of understanding, but time and what? Chance happen to them all. Keep praying. God will bring the right people to your life. Keep praying. You will stumble into a miracle. Keep praying. An idea will come to you. Keep praying. Maintain, because sometimes success requires spirituality. There's a level of success you can never have until you're very, very spiritual. There's a level you know breakthrough until you're spiritual. Hallelujah. And I believe we are all spiritual guys. The reason why I put it last, I didn't want to put it first, because church people, all of us understand how to be spiritual. A lot of church people, all they need is a little transformation and their life will change. Their spirituality is okay. They can pray and fast for Africa. They know the Bible, but there are things they don't do that will not change their life. And then unbelievers do those things and they don't pray and they see the result. It doesn't matter who you are. If you run at year 200, you may die. You will be a pastor. But you are breaking the rule of nature. But do you think if that the devil climb a plane, a and then open the window and jump. Gravity will respect him. He's daddy Gio. Don't pull him. Leave him. Is that what gravity will do? Gravity will say, no, this is Gio. No, stay there. Don't pull him down. He will pull him down. Even a believer or not, there are laws that are static. If you do the right, you see the right result. I believe we are changing. I'm never doing something intentionally to change. Are you taking decisions already? I want to give you 1 minute to take decisions, things you are going to do, and then write them down. Think about things you are going to do to change. Write it down for intentional transformation, intentionally. And then begin to pray and say, Lord, grant me grace to take action. Pray with me and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, grant me the grace I need to take the needed actions to change my life. I want to intentionally be responsible. As I plot the graph of my life, Lord, I receive grace. I may be little, but I will rise. I may be little, but I will rise. I accept this process of growth, but I know my end will greatly increase. I will not despise these days of little beginning, because I know I am getting somewhere. The Bible says, Isaac was great, went forward, and grew. Tell the Lord you will was great. You will go forward. Tell him you will grow. Telling you are taking responsibilities over your life right now. Talk to God. I will pray for you right now for grace to come upon you, but talk to God. Commit what you want. Intentionally say what you want. Grant me grace, Jesus. Grant me grace. My life is changing as I take responsibility. I'm transformed. In this month of transformation, I will look at all the messages that are tended towards our transformation of the mind and our life. Lord, I take responsibility. Don't forget, we look at the mind. We look at the power of words, power of thought. Look at the power of information, power of environment. Friday, we are looking at something else. Sunday, we are looking at 2D. Until we are changed. Say, Lord, I receive the grace. Lord, I receive the grace. Lord, I receive the grace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray for you as you take responsibility for your change. May they happen. Everything you are trusting God to change, I declare that they change. In the name of Jesus, I declare that any resistance on your growth, any resistance on your transformation, in the name of Jesus, by the anointing, I break it. And I take authority over every force stopping your transformation. In the name of Jesus, by the time I meet you, you will have changed for good. You will have moved in a direction of advancement. There will be a testimony of transformation. In the name of Jesus Christ, by this time next year, by this time next month, by this time next week, something about your life has changed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-65-22-6276 or 080-26-11-2114. Remain rapturable.